much more. Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with pastors Errol Beckford and Diana Robinson from Celebration Tabernacle Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIE. Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in it.
We are continuing the teaching all this week. To be fruitful and multiply, there must be evidence of fruitfulness in the life of every believer. Why? Because Jesus is the vine. So we, as the branches, are called to exalt him, to lift him up, and he is the fruit-producing part. So as long as we remain abided in him, there will be evidence of fruitfulness in our life. So we're going to look very closely in John chapter 15 today, verses 4 through 7. It's a text that we have continued to explore all throughout this topic, and we're going to focus in specifically today on the word abide. So John chapter 15, starting at verse 4, Jesus said, "Abide in me, and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine. Neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine. You are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit, for without me you can do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, he is cast out as a branch and is withered, and they gather them and throw them into the fire. And they are burned. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire and it shall be done for you." So Pastor Beckford had challenged us as we went through this text on Sunday to notice how many times Jesus used the word abide in verses 4 through 7. So we went through, we underlined in verse 4. He used the word abide 3 times. In verse 5, 1 time. 6, 1 time. 7 times. Verse 7, 2 times, for a total of 7 times. So 7 times Jesus uses this word abide. So it's important now for us to know, what does the word abide mean? So let's look at some definitions of abide. It means to remain. It means to stay. It means to continue a constant, consistent, continue. Think of those 3 C's, continue, constant, consistent. We must continue. We must remain constant and we must be consistent in all that we do, abiding in him, remaining, staying in the Lord.
So you have to not run. That's basically what it's saying. You have to live in him. He's trying to get a message across. And it's the only way to get something is to remain. If we always say, if something gets difficult and then you want to start running, you're going to fail. So God is telling us, it's like Pastor Diana said in all those verses, he used it 7 times. So he's really trying to get a message across to us. And the message is to remain, be still, and know that I am God. So when we are going through the turmoils that do happen in this life, we always tend to want to run. But God is telling us, no, abide in me and I in you. He's the vine. Without the vine, the branch is going to die. And he's giving a very, very good example, a very good visual of how the system works in this life. We have to abide in God in order to survive in this life, in order to live a good godly life. Because you know that the fiery darts are going to come, the highs and the lows, the mountains and the valleys. So when the mountains come, we're happy, we're rejoicing, and everything is great. But then when something happens, the only way to survive is to go to the vine, be connected to that vine, and to abide in him, because very easily we will fall and wither, like the verse says.
Verse 7 tells us how to abide. If you abide in me and my words in you. So this is how we abide together, through the word, because the word is what we have. We have the word of God. And the Bible tells us in John chapter 1 that the word became flesh through Jesus Christ. So the word in us also becomes flesh, becomes a fulfillment of that which was spoken. Verse 7 again, if you abide in me, so Jesus is saying, if you dwell, if you remain, if you stay, if you continue, if you remain constant, if you remain consistent in me and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire and it shall be done for you. So when we ask things in alignment, in agreement with God's word, we know that we are declaring things that have already been decreed, what has already been written. So when we're remaining, when we're staying, when we're continuing, when we're constant, when we're consistent with God and the things of God, our desires will be in align with the word of God. So when our desires become in alignment with the word of God, they will spring forth in the earth, because the kingdom of heaven must come in alignment with the kingdom of earth in order for manifestation to take place. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So we have to bring earth into alignment with heaven. How do we do that? We need to know the boundaries of heaven, the position of heaven on issues and life circumstances that arise. How do we do that? By knowing the Lord. How do we know the Lord? Through his word, what he has said unto us. How do we build relationships with other people? By knowing them. So in order to know God, it's not hit or miss. He left the specific, the Bible, specific words to us in order to guide us and to bring us into alignment with his desires in his heart, in order for them to come forth in the earth, because he's looking for partners in the earth. He's seeking. It says, when the Son of Man comes, will he really find faith in the earth? Will he really find a candidate, a vessel willing to dwell with him to bring forth his will in the earth?
One other word that comes to my mind is the word commitment. You know, we struggle with commitment in this life. Sometimes we, like married people, it's a commitment. And sometimes when the things happen, well, right away we're ready to run, especially in this day and age. The answer, divorce. No, you got to be committed and you have to work at it. And that's the same thing with God. You know, we have to be committed to stay, because God's not going anywhere. And we also have to learn to trust God's word. Proverbs 3:5 says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In other words, we're not going to understand why things are the way they are. We're not meant to really understand God's ways, because we can't. We're still here on this, in this realm. We're not going to understand a lot of things. But one thing is certain. We know that God is God and he is divine. And if we abide in him, we will be fruitful and we will produce and we will have a peace that passes all understanding.
And so the key word in John chapter 15 is to abide. So our job as the branch, because he says we are the branch. So the branch must stay in the vine, because Jesus said here, apart from him, we can't do anything. So let's look at this again this morning as you guys been explaining it. So the constant is the vine. It's sure, it's not going no place. The vine is steady. The vine is not moving here, there, and everywhere. It is steady. Now he's saying, has the vine is secure, so should you be secure. So if we know, we got to know this in our spirit, that divine is secure, is stable, unmovable. So now we can remain in it. Doesn't matter what is happening. Can you see that this morning? If we can see that the vine is secure, it is steadfast. It is not moved by circumstances. It is not moved by the storm. And now we, the branch, we are the one that is quickly going to move. The branch. But he's saying, if you stay in me, you are secure. Mm-hmm. If you stay anchored in me, watch this, how beautiful this is, you are secure.
Amen.
So now we can now trust them. So the problem is trust. When we move in here, there, and everywhere, the answer is that we do not have trust. Mm-hmm. We say it, but when we are tested, we move. Mm-hmm. So therefore, the answer now, we got the answer to ourselves that we do not have the trust in him. We haven't developed trust in him. Thank you, guys.
With the example that Pastor Emily gave about running from marriage through the avenue of divorce, what we have to trust in when we're married is the marriage covenant.
Yes.
Not the person.
Yes.
So when we're committed to the marriage covenant, we're going to deal differently with the circumstances and such that arise, because we're committed to the marriage covenant before we're committed to the person, because feelings come and go.
Yes.
Emotions rock and roll.
Yes.
But if we are committed to the covenant of God, the part of God, you're trusting in God, you're trusting in his word, that what God has brought together, that men cannot separate. When you're trusting in the marriage covenant, trusting in God's foresight for marriage, for divine order and such in the household and in the earth and in his family, when you're trusting in the marriage covenant, you're not going to be moved by divorce. It's not an option, because you trust in the marriage covenant. So then you look at different ways to be able to maintain the covenant, to be able to come together into the covenant, and don't try to take the escape route. Because you trust in the Lord and his design for marriage, his design for family, his purpose and such for your life. Make your day count.
Thank you for joining us for our Make Your Day Count broadcast. Come and grow with us as we go forward this year. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make
your
day
count.
Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.